So, hello. Welcome to our podcast.
What? Wait, we're doing a podcast now?
Yeah, well, I was just thinking that normally we teach marketing for a living, but we can't do that now with this lockdown. Whereas there's probably lots of other people out there who are missing all kinds of stuff that they normally do too. So maybe we could teach marketing to some of those people out there. And that'd be kind of fun for us because this stuff is cool to talk about. And we won't even charge them £9,000 a year like our regular students pay. So how about that?
Just what the world needs. Another marketing podcast.
I know. But I've got an angle here.
What's that?
Well, okay, so I'm an academic.
And I'm a practitioner. I see where you're heading. We could have a debate about the theory and the practice.
Yeah.
That even sounds like something I might listen to. But if anyone does find this...
Dream the impossible dream.
Well, if it was me, I'd like to know more about a podcast before I listen. So maybe we should tell people who we are. You go first.
Well, okay. I'm Alex Gunce. Technically, I'm Dr. Alexander Gunce. And I am a lecturer at Alliance Manchester Business School, which to our American friends translates as some lesser form of professor. And I'm a consumer behavior person. Well, really, I'm a social psychologist who somehow fell sidelong into marketing and has had to learn a lot about it since then.
Okay. And I'm Dawn Holmes, technically not a doctor yet, but I'm working on it. I study and teach at Alliance Manchester Business School too, which is how Alex and I know each other. But I've spent years having a corporate life and a proper job. You might tell from my accent that I'm a Mancunian, but sounds like Alex isn't. He's imported.
No, I am. I was born in Manchester. I lived there till I was a preteen. It's just confusing because then I grew up in Canada and I have a German name. But look, that could happen to anyone.
Anarchy, total anarchy. It's just how we roll. Okay, so this podcast idea, what do you think should be in it?
Well, okay. Marketing, right? But I thought we could start off with just the basics, like a boot camp. Stuff for people who want to know more about marketing.
But we're too scared to ask.
Too embarrassed, maybe. I feel like marketing has this bad rap. When I told my psychology postdoc advisor that I was moving into marketing, and he was devastated. It was like I'd spawned this like little Satan child.
I'm not sure that had anything to do with you moving into marketing, to be honest, Alec.
Maybe not.
Okay, so people who... don't want anyone to know that they're learning about marketing.
Who still want something to listen to while they're doing the dishes.
Come on, I'm a practitioner. I'll stick up for marketing because I love it. To be honest, though, I fell into it too because I did engineering first, but there you go. But I love it. And maybe people have a business idea that they've come up with while they've been stuck in lockdown. Maybe they want to work out how to sell it, how to sell a product or an idea that they've had. Or maybe they're just curious about where all this stuff on the TV comes from. You know, the stuff that interrupts programs and keeps popping up in the middle of their favorite shows.
Their adverts, right.
Right. Or maybe they're just a bit business curious.
Oh, I like that. I think we've got a podcast name right there.
We should put our names in the title too.
What? Like for the vanity, Alex and Dawn's business.
No. Guns and Holmes is.
Sweet child of marketing.
Okay, so that's the name sorted. And we can start with some boot camps, but do you know what else we could do?
No, okay, what?
I think we could invite some other people so it's not just us two, because that'd be pretty boring if it was just us two all the time. And I know loads of good practitioners who can talk about their own business challenges and ideas.
But on my vanity. Yeah, no, that's a good idea. No, I know some academics. I know some smart people who can explain all kinds of cool stuff. So yeah, we could get those on too. That'd be cool.
And maybe every now and again, we could mix it up by doing something different. Maybe we do a critique of the ads on telly or a book review or something a bit topical.
No, that sounds good. Sounds good. Okay. Should we make a start then?
Yeah, let's go and record a full episode. How often do you think we should do them?
Let's aim for weekly. We might not always hit that, but let's set that as a target. Let's try for that.
Okay, marking aside, let's go for a weekly one. Do you think people might want to subscribe?
They might. And if they do, they can find us on Spotify and iPlayer and all of the other places that they find their podcasts. People, go and hit the subscribe button.
Was that a call to action?
Just thought I'd try and get some sneak some marketing content into episode one.
Nicely done, Alex. But your crowbar's showing.
okay, right. So, okay, let's crowbar more stuff then. Here's an academic part about marketing. Do you know why we have calls to action in our ads, Dawn?
To sell stuff.
Well, you'd think that, right? I mean, if you've told people how good your product is and you've convinced them that your cause is just, that you'll make their lives better or their world better, or, you know, you would think that they would start beating a path to your door to buy this thing, right?
No, I'd never think that.
Well, why not?
Because I'm a practitioner. And the first thing you learn is that people spend their whole lives not doing things that they think are a good idea.
I think you might have just guilt-tripped our entire listenership that they're not at the gym right now.
Case in point.
Okay, but right, it turns out that if you convince them that your product is good, and then you also tell them to go and pick up the phone or click on the website, that works a little bit better. They're a bit more likely to do it. So that's why we have a call to action. That's what it is.
So people at home, go subscribe to this right now.
No messing about with you. Normally in podcasts, they try to soften it up and they try and say, don't forget to subscribe. I mean, like, you'd meant to, but you'd just forgotten, and they're giving you the helpful reminder.
Okay, well, I think we're mostly done here. But before we go, there's maybe one last thing we should tell people.
Oh, wait, what's that?
I think we should tell them what marketing is.
I bet they don't think so. I bet they all think that they know what marketing is already.
Yeah, you see, a lot of people think that marketing is just selling stuff in adverts.
Well, I mean, everyone knows that's what it is, right? Selling stuff in adverts. I mean, it turns out there's only one group of people who don't think that that's what marketing is.
And they are?
Marketers.
That's true. It's so much more. But I believe as an academic, it's your job to give us a long and wordy definition.
That's true. It's in my contract. But as long as nobody plays us for the vice chancellor, I think I should probably be okay.
But you've got a shorter one, shorter definition.
No, well, not shorter, but look, here's how I tend to think about it. I mean, let's say that they kick me out of MBS.
You mean if you quit?
Yeah, that's what I said. And I make an ill-advised decision to become a singer instead, right?
Alex, you can't sing.
I said ill-advised. I can't. That's true. And I'd have to make a lot of choices, right? And so, I mean, the first one would be what to sing. Like, should it be country or opera or space pop? So that's choosing my product. That's marketing.
And what else?
Okay, so I'd then have to figure out who would ever want to listen to any of my songs?
Nobody. It's easy.
right. But where does nobody live, and where can I best get my music to nobody? Like, do I put it for free on YouTube? Do I try and get a subscription on SoundCloud? Do I go touring stadiums? Like, where do these people with exceptionally poor taste live?
Okay, so you've found a really non-discriminating audience. Found out where they live, and now you're going to get to them.
Right, and that's marketing too, right? That's place and audience.
Okay, but you'd have to get a manager, wouldn't you? You couldn't do it all on yourself, and you'd have to sort out dates with venues and work out what your fees would be and how to split revenues and do all that kind of stuff.
Wait, that's marketing too?
Yeah, that's B2B marketing, business to business. See, I'm a passionate B2B marketer, and everybody forgets about this stuff that happens in the background.
Oh yeah, see, I'm a B2C guy, business to consumer. And we actually like write it out with a number, like it's the number two, B2C. So I'm one of the people who ignores B2B marketing all the time. But no, you're right, it's marketing too.
So marketing's everything.
Sure feels like it.
Well, I think that's a good definition to leave off on. Marketing is everything. Marketing is life. Okay, folks, that's who we are and what we're up to. Find us and subscribe if you'd like more.
And we will see you next time on Guns and Holmes's
Marketing for the Business Curious podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Right, see you all soon.
Bye.